Good morning.
With great joy, I'm coming into your house today, this morning, to proclaiming the greatest news you ever would hear. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. He is risen. Victory is won. We've got power, we've got the peace, we've got the joy, we've got the life because of one thing. Jesus went all this suffering. He died in our place and He rose again. This is the day of victory. I thank you, Lord, for your greatness, for your goodness for us. You could refuse all of us, Lord, because we lack of your grace, all of us, but you decided to give your Son to die for us, to pay all the price that everyone, that me and all who listen today, that we could have a life. Today I want to share few thoughts what happened at the Easter. If you're hearing me first time, I know that this is not coincidence. God has the word for you, so stay with me and God will speak to you. He's got a plan for you. And I want to read from Gospel of Luke 24. Gospel of Luke 24, the women met two angels. From the verse 5, in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the man said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." We remember as his disciples were trying to do everything that to save Jesus from suffering, but they understood that this is for them. Also the verse 45-46, he said, when Jesus meet with the disciples, he opened his mind to understand the scriptures. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." And we are the witnesses of this message. As long as we live, we will proclaim why Jesus is risen, that he is alive. So I want to get back a little bit from the day Easter Sunday to Friday. Friday evening. Remember the story when Jesus was brought to the government that they were deciding to crucify or to free him, and there was the Jesus and was Barnabas brought. And Barnabas was the criminal. We don't know what he was, how much things he've done, but he was a killer, he was a liar, he was a greedy, he was a thief, he was unfaithful, and we could count and count. He was a known criminal. And both of them, they were brought into the court, and the government member was warned by the wife that she had a dream, and she said, "Don't do anything bad for this man I had in a dream, suffered for him. Don't do anything bad for him." And this government member, he gave this decision to the people to decide who will crucify or who will stay alive, who will spare. And we know the Pharisee that they wanted to kill Jesus. All the people were shouting, "Crucify Jesus and free Barabbas. Jesus, let him crucify and let free Barabbas." And maybe this Barabbas even was harming them. Maybe the same people that was suffering from Barabbas, suddenly they were shouting, "Free Barabbas, and we want Jesus be crucified." And the same Jesus that was walking among them, multiplying the bread, healing the sick, and they didn't know that they just fulfilling the words of prophets that this must happen. And what happened? So Jesus was led to die, to be crucified, and Barabbas was freed. On the cross was exchange happen. I don't know if you understand how much was done there on the cross. Barabbas was freed. Jesus was crucified. Barabbas was freed, as he wouldn't done anything. And Jesus was accused. And we will see later if Barabbas, we didn't know if he take what this was for him. But Barabbas was free. He wasn't beaten. Jesus was beaten and harmed. Barabbas had the ability to have a relationship with a God and speak to him freely. Jesus was taken to the cross to crucify. Barabbas was left free and alive, and Jesus was put to death. Barabbas was accepted, and Jesus was hated. You see, what we encounter as believers is not understandable for our logic. We can just accept it by faith. And today I ask for those believers who are walking with Christ not 1 year, and maybe a long time you encounter this rejection. Maybe you as unworthy. It's not true. Get back to the gospel, to the message of the gospel. On a cross was made exchange. We are not worthy, the Christ's love, Father's love and acceptance, we all sin and lack of His glory. As a Barabbas, we are not maybe that well-known. Criminal, but we all did something that caused pain for us, for our close ones. The sin always brings the harm. When there is sin, there always will be a death. And if today you stay in this condemnation, you stay with unbelief. And today I encourage, in this Easter morning, go back to the simple childish faith. When the enemy comes to accuse you, confess, yes, I'm sinner, but and I need Jesus Christ. In Him I'm accepted, and I will give thanks for all my life, for the person that gave His life for me. This is the gift. This is gift. As this criminal was made free, let free, this was a grace. He knew that this Jesus is not as me. And he even didn't expect to be freed on that day. All that exchange that was made on a cross is part of our life. We never will be worthy of it, but when we live and accept by faith, you know what we do? We give for God great joy, because there is nothing most precious for God as His children faith, as the people faith. This gift is given for everyone, even for this criminal was given, as later we will see, for everyone, and for everyone that takes this gift, it becomes his. If the gift is given, it doesn't mean that I'm accepting it. If I'm not accepting, it's not useful for me. If I don't open it and don't use it, it's not useful for me. So the worst insult to the giver is to say, I don't need this gift, take it to yourself. And each time when we live in this unbelief, we like robbing ourselves. Today I'm calling everyone who accepted Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Ask the Lord to search your heart for Him to check. Do you still believe that you are His child, that you are still accepted, that you can come to His throne freely, not because of my righteousness, but because you gave the righteousness. It always was yours, but you decided to exchange it, to took all the burden on your shoulders. And for us, you gave your righteousness, your acceptance, ability to walk with God, to hear His voice, to see His deeds, His works. It always was yours, but you share it with us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the most precious what we can have.
Luko Evangelijoje 23 skyriui
Now we want to read Luke 23, Gospel of Luke 23, from the verse 39. Now we see the Jesus on the cross, and the two criminals at each side. And what we say, one of the, verse 39, one of the criminals who hung there heard insults at him, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him, "Don't you fear God?" He said, "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And see what Jesus answered. Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." He didn't even doubt, and Jesus answered, "Truly, I tell you, today, soon, you will be there where I am." Exchange was made. Jesus gave to everyone the forgiveness of sins, the gift. He paid with his death, with his blood. He paid for all the people, for all the sins, for those who living now, who lived before, or live will for future, for everyone. And it says, for everyone who will believe, who will confess with his mouth, will be saved. Jesus did everything on the cross. And all salvation comes through the faith. This is the action of faith. Two criminals, both of them were worth of death. And one of those he was accusing and insulting Jesus. And the other says, the first, he didn't ask salvation, and salvation was just close, next to him, at hand stretch, and he refused it. This is the human part. We all have a free will to accept what is given by Jesus or to refuse it. God can do this for us. We all choose to live or to die. We all choose where we spend eternity. Right here, as we still have a choice. If you hear me first time, maybe not first time, but never was given your life into the Christ's hands, this is your day. This is the best day. Is the best possibility. And we see that other criminal, he said, "What you are doing, you know that we are really worth of it, because we worth of this suffering here. But this is different. This man is different." And he turned to Jesus and said, "Lord." He didn't say maybe. He said, "Jesus, you are different. Your story is different. You look different. We don't see that from you. You are different. Everyone is saying that they are prophets, Buddha and others. Everyone says that they are God. But real God, only true God is one, and His name is Jesus Christ. And this criminal understood. And he humbled himself and he accepted. He said, "Yes, I'm the sinner, I work for death, but Lord, have mercy on me." Have mercy on me, God. And we know that from the moment he was forgiven and he was in a new place, in a spiritual, together with God, where the God is. This person, didn't get a chance to get out from the cross and to baptize, to get baptized. There is some teachings that if you're not baptized, then you can't be saved. So this is the improvement that the baptism has different meaning, different role, but the salvation comes from the faith. You are saved as this criminal. If you believe in Jesus, you are saved. Possibly that this criminal that Jesus guaranteed him the life together in heaven. He probably didn't do any good deeds. He didn't get a chance to do any good deeds. And sometimes our good deeds, we think that if we do good works, good deeds, then we will be accepted by God. But it is like self-righteousness. And we think that maybe that is like, if we think that we may be like God, we will serve in a church, we will make offerings, and God will accept me. If you see faith as this, we may think that we can cleanse ourselves, and it's not true. Especially those who think that you are good to do the good things, and one day the God will accept you. It's not true, because the payment for the sin is death, even for one sin. It doesn't matter how many times you sin, maybe for sin against your father or your mother, or maybe you steal small amount of money. It's still the same. The price is the same. If you put even one drop of the poison into the glass of water, all water will be poisoned. So the person is unable to pay himself the price to get free. Only Jesus' sacrifice could pay the price for all of our sins. And today I pray for everyone that maybe you still think that you will be saved somehow. You will go to the church, you will do something. Only one step is needed, as this criminal did. Lord, please forgive me, accept me, please. Nothing more. And we see from the story that Jesus even didn't think. He straight away said that right today you will be with me. Two criminals, they have the same abilities, same chance. One refused, one accepted. One was lost forever, one of the criminals was forever lost, and one was accepted and saved, because one accepted the Jesus sacrifice and the other not. Today I want to ask those, maybe first I want to ask those who are God's people, who believe in His name, and you following Him. Before we gonna have a supper, the bread and wine, I want you to open your heart and to think whether this exchange on the cross, do you live with that? Do you still believe in this? Or do you live in your self-righteousness, or you live in a Christ sacrifice? So if you still doubt in that, just pray with me. Jesus, I believe that all you've done on the cross is mine. I'm loved, I'm accepted, I'm precious, I'm important, I've got eternal life, I've got the forgiveness of the sins, I've got the joy, I've got the peace for future, and I know that the one day when I will walk from this earth, I will see you face to face. And right now, I've got this peace, and as right there where you are, to new God's Spirit to pour it out right there where you are. Maybe you were attending the church, but you lack of this joy. So God is pouring out this joy and peace, this understanding that was maybe a bit forgotten. Jesus did this all. Jesus done it. So let's celebrate of the Christ's resurrection. There is the other group of people that you listening me, maybe as the prodigal son that accepted the Christ as the Savior, but because of something, some reason, you lost it, you parted from it. We're not perfect, and sometimes we make mistakes, and we harm others because of that. Maybe even not knowing. One of the reasons why people close the door for church is disappointment. Maybe you came and you expected that the God would do something for you, and you were disappointed. Maybe you planned and you expected to get a spouse, a wife, or family, but it didn't happen, and you were disappointed, and you get angry on God, and you shut the door, and you left. Or maybe you believe that there is more in word, more than the God can offer. And today you hearing me, and this is the sign that the God Spirit is calling you. Deep in your heart, you know, because the God Spirit calls to open the door of your heart to get back to your faith, to the child's faith that you had, and this joy and this peace will come back to you. Maybe some of you even can't sleep normally. You taking antidepressants, or maybe some alcohol or drugs. because this conflict inside of you is unbearable. You know the spirit and you know what is true, but you choose the lie and you came into this conflict and it's unbearable. So just come back as a prodigal son. Acknowledge that you made a mistake. Say, forgive me, God, and accept me back. And we know the story of the prodigal son, that the father that saw this his son coming back, he was dirty, he was even maybe he should be embarrassed in front of others, but he ran, the father ran to him. He embraced him. He said, bring the clothes, bring the ring. He's got the power. Everything is forgiven. And it says that he made the celebration. Father did a party because this son was lost, but now he's found. He was dead, but now he's alive. And today, I believe that some of you, God is calling for new repentance, for new beginning with God. And when we pray with this simple prayer, I will invite you one more time to do it with me, to pray together. And I believe that as Jesus was forgiving for this criminal on the cross, He will forgive for you too. And the third category of people that you listen to me today, and you don't understand what it's about. Maybe you've heard from your parents, from your friends, from the stories somewhere. Maybe you even read the Bible. Maybe you visited church somewhere. And you know the story, but you don't know Jesus. You don't know Jesus. You are not protected. And deep in your heart, you know that if today would be the last day of your life and you would need to stand up in front of God face to face, you know that you wouldn't be accepted. You are not that bad. You not stealing banks or killing people. But you know that the answer to pay for one sin even is death. Today, God is calling to reconcile with God, to accept Him. This is the best choice that you can make. We can't push you to do it. We could see two criminals that had both of them had the same abilities. One accepted, the other not. So the choice is in your hands. So I pray. I beg you, say yes to Jesus. Give your sins to Him and accept His reconciliation with Him. Give it all your good deeds, your self-righteousness, if you think that still is good. Give it to Him. God wants to give eternity with Him. So stretch your hand and say, Lord, please, I'm this sinner. Please, be merciful to me. So all of you that listening to me closing today this short message of the Easter Gospel is very simple, and we don't need to make it more complicated. I want to ask for the simple prayer to pray. Those who were parted from God and today want to come back through Jesus Christ, I invite you to pray. Father, repeat after me there where you are in your room, where you hear me, repeat with me, Jesus, I believe that you are this lamp that destroys the sin of the world. So it means my sin, my sins. Jesus, I'm a sinner. I sin against you with my words, with my thoughts, with my deeds. I sin against you when I live my life like you wouldn't exist. Forgive me. Accept me, please. Into your eternity, into your presence. Thank you that you are forgiving, that you cleanse me, that this burden of sin is dropped from my shoulders right now. Thank you that from now on I'm yours forever, I'm accepted and loved, and I'm precious. I've got a goal. I've got the destiny of the journey that you gave it to me. Thank you for joy. Thank you for peace that you're filling me right now. And maybe you even feel it today as this burden dropped from your shoulders. This is Christ. Maybe some of you, first time in your life, you feel accepted as you are. This is Christ, it's His Spirit, it's the Holy Spirit, it's God's love. This is love that you always were seeking. It's love that you always were seeking in the wrong place. This is Christ, it's God. If you prayed together with me first time, let us know about yourself. If you are in England, we could meet up in London. If you are somewhere else, we can try to found a church for you that you could grow and get stronger. And maybe to meet you one day, not in a virtual, on the internet, but in real. So this Easter Sunday morning, I want you all to do something important. We're gonna share the bread and wine. And I invite Darius. And we're gonna do together with my husband and you together in your room with all the people that are next to you, with all those who are willing to do it. And the Bible says if you take it unworthy, you take the curse on yourself. What does it mean to be worthy and we be not? The worthy is when you believe that Jesus, I believe that you are only Savior and your blood is shed for me. And I will worship, I will respect you, and I will learn to follow you as the only God. So this is the belief, faith that Jesus is the Lord and He is the Savior. So this is what enables us to be worth of to take this bread and drink. It's not the rules. If the Jesus is not my Savior and I don't know anything in common with, don't have with Him, so then this bread and drink is not for you. There is a time to get accepted, reconciliation with Him, and then you can drink and have a share the bread with us.